comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. It's all right.
So, hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Eric Mann. I'm the host of Voices from the Frontlines. You're on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. And we're going to play some tape of the interviews after last Tuesday's primary by both Channing Martinez and Julian Lamb, who went into South LA to some really interesting conversations with people about how they voted in the Democratic primary between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And then Channing and I are going to talk about his experience in the field and what did he learn from the experience. Hey, Channing Martinez, how you doing?
Hey, I'm okay.
So do you have the stuff queued up?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you where we're going to go with the show, folks. We're about to play the exit interview quotes that Channing and Julian came up with. Then Channing and I are going to talk a little bit about the election in terms of what we learned about the people. Okay? So let's start with the feedback. Channing, before, is there anything else you want to do to frame it? Where did you take these interviews?
So the first few were at Leimert Park, and we went from Leimert Park to the Southern California Library, and from there we then went and stopped by Manual Arts High School, actually.
Okay, let's play the tape.
We're doing exit polls to see who people voted for.
Ooh.
And why they voted for that person. You want to participate?
Oh, okay, I didn't vote yet, though.
Oh, you haven't voted yet?
No, it's like the fourth place I didn't been to, and they ain't letting me vote yet.
Oh,
they keep giving me the runaround. They switch the polling places up in their community so much, and then they not sending you nothing to your house to tell you.
Right.
Like the two places where I used to go vote, it's not even open.
Let's look up your voting place.
They just told me to go to 42nd, but it's never been at the elementary school. So I'm finna go up here real quick.
Oh,
42nd Elementary. I know where it's at.
Yeah,
I should go to that school.
Free.
I should go there. I know exactly where it's at,
yeah,
so I'm finna go there. She's like, yeah, just go to elementary school.
Okay.
So I'm finna go there.
Okay, go try it. Well, who are you gonna vote for, if you don't mind us asking?
I don't know. It's a toss-up between Hillary and Bernie. Most likely, I'll probably vote for Bernie.
Okay. What do you think about Bernie?
I really don't have too much thoughts about Bernie.
Okay.
In my opinion, we voted for the lesser of three evils. Considering I am a young black man, it's like, I know what Bill did. And if I'm married to you, your opinions and your views is pretty close to mine. And with the three strike law,
yeah,
and how they did the mass incarcerations and everything, I just can't rock with that. I understand I understand Prop 47 is out, and I understand they just redid the three strikes law where they can't just book you for your third strike even if you're walking across the street for an infraction or a misdemeanor. But just the fact that you did it, that's still how you feel. And I can't go with that.
Cool. Well, my name is Channing. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, man.
What's your name?
Ricky.
Ricky.
Nice to meet you
cool.
too, man.
Well, better luck. I hope you get to vote today.
Oh, man, I will.
I'm here with
Imani.
Imani, here in South LA, right in front of Leimert Park at the Good Shepherd Episcopal Church. who did you vote for?
For President Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. And why did you vote for Bernie?
I think he represents something different from what the other candidates have to offer, a deviation from big business, a deviation from keeping things the way they are. I think he represents something that could be different. I don't know. I'm willing to give him a shot.
Cool. Yeah. And what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
What do I think about Hillary Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
She's all right. Nah, I don't know. I haven't investigated the candidates, you know, all that much, but from what I do know about Hillary and some of the comments that she's made and that have come out in the news, like the super predator comment and Bill Clinton and his record with the Welfare Reform Act and different policies that he's made that have been detrimental to people in our community, I think they've been negative, you know, to our community. So
cool.
She kind of represents that, so I went a different direction.
If you don't mind telling us what your name is.
Anne.
Anne, okay, nice to meet you. Who did you vote for, and if you don't mind telling us that, and why, or what stood out about that candidate that you voted for?
I voted for Hillary Clinton. I do like Bernie Sanders, but I don't think he's going to be able to win the election. And I also voted for Hillary because of her foreign policy. When I vote for president, that's one of my primary factors that I look at. And I also looked closely at her time in the Senate and what she was able to do and work across party lines, and that's why I voted for her.
Okay. Is there anything positive or negative that you have to say about the other opponent that you didn't vote for?
About Bernie?
Yes.
I mean, not in particular, other than I didn't think that he could win the election. I liked some of what he stood for and some of the things that he was trying to do, But Hillary was my girl.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You too.
My name is Lillian Ruffin.
Okay, cool. And who did you vote for?
Hillary, of course.
Okay. What did you think about Hillary?
Oh, I think she's fabulous.
Okay.
She is right for the job. And if Trump don't stop talking about her, I'm going to go up there and slap him upside his head. Oh. Can you put that on the air?
And then what do you think about Bernie Sanders?
I think Bernie, I hate to say he's too old, but Bernie is just not right for the job right now at this particular time in life.
Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah. I think we need a little younger person in there. I'm for sure he's got good ideas, and I know the young people just love him, but right now we're trying to go forward. We're trying to make history. We're not, you know. And he's just not right for the job right now.
Okay, cool. Thank you for being on.
Okay, you got
it. Your name is?
Jeffrey Dunbar.
Jeffrey Dunbar, okay.
As a black man, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. He marched with us in the 60s. I mean, he participated in a lot of black issues that other candidates didn't participate. I'm also running for the mayor of Los Angeles in 2017 against... what's his name?
Mayor
Garcetti?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm gonna try to run against him. Hopefully I get my support from my own black people, the Hispanic community, and Asians, and whatever other minorities want to vote with me.
Okay. But, what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I think she's a good person, and you know, overall, but at the same token, she hasn't been there for the black community. She's only there when she needs our vote. And I haven't seen her participating in anything. She comes to the ghetto or whatever where the black or the Hispanics are for photo ops and things like that, of that nature. And that's not helping us. You know, we need things that's going to help us, that's going to better our community. We need to, you know, uplift our people. I mean, financially, housing-wise, school-wise, and she's not there. I mean, she does a lot of photo ops. Bernie Sanders is there.
Okay.
That's why I voted for Bernie Sanders.
I'm here with
Kimberly Stevens and my daughter, Jordan. Hi.
Okay. So who did you guys vote for? Or if you guys are open to saying that.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Okay. What do you guys think about Hillary Clinton?
I think she's amazing. You know, this is really an exciting time in our history. And I think that she will continue, she will create her own legacy. I think that she has a understanding and a track record of a president. She has definitely shown herself to be more presidential than most of the candidates. And I think that she will have universal appeal.
Cool. So what did you think about the opposite, Bernie Sanders?
I think that he's a very nice gentleman. I think that he has some really good ideas. I think what he did was he motivated a younger generation. He polarized them in a way that was similar to what President Obama did. I think that he's very idealistic about some of the things that his campaign was running on, and I didn't see his track record as strong as Senator Clinton's. However, I think some of his ideology and ideas are really good.
My name is Channing. I'm the producer of Voices. I'm here in front of Manual Arts with
Ron Saunders Jr.
Okay, and
Selena Saunders.
Cool. And if you guys don't mind me asking, who did you guys vote for?
I voted for Bernie.
Woo.
Same.
Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys think about Bernie Sanders?
Well, specifically for Bernie, I think it's a good idea that he's offering free education. Basically, it goes back to infrastructure and just having a good foundation. It's difficult enough as it is to get a leg up, and education is so important. Without it, you're suffering. Even when you do have a degree, you're suffering. But to make it so that way we could come out and not have the debt associated with it, so that way we can basically get a home and start a family, do everything like per the American dream, that is extremely difficult to accomplish right now. So I really just looking for change with Bernie. I like his ideas.
Okay, and what about you?
I think that with Bernie Sanders, he's trying to change the status quo of things. I feel like with Hillary, she's going to continue on with a lot of what's already taken place. I think Trump wants to make changes that I would never agree with. But there are plenty of ideas and ideals that we have not tried with our government, which I don't feel is as productive as it could be. And Bernie has some really good ideas.
And what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I like Hillary. Push come to shove, if it comes between Trump and Hillary, I'm going to come to vote for Hillary. I'm not going to sit out the vote. I'm going to come and cast the vote.
I feel like Hillary Clinton has a lot of history that I'm not a fan of. But as a person who wants a liberal in office, if I had to, I would. However, her connections with the Trilateral Commission, with her connections to the Rockefeller family, as well as some of the most powerful families in the world, and her being backed financially, I don't like. I think there should be no money in our politics.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what my mom suckered me into.
How are you guys doing today? So,
she's like, I want you to talk to these people. I'm like, why?
Because it's important.
Yeah, it's so pretty fun. All right, so me and my auntie voted for Bernie. Okay. My mom's voted for Hillary. Okay. I don't know why.
What is your name?
Betsy.
Betsy, okay. What's your name?
Kathy and Sylvia.
So what do you think about Bernie?
I share a lot of Bernie's ideologies, and he's a very consistent individual. He doesn't flip-flop. You know, he's been in the right side of history since forever, since the 60s. He's consistent. Like, he's like Clayton Kershaw. You know, Clayton Kershaw goes out there, gives you 6-7 innings, less than 2.5 ERA, you know, consistency keeps you locked in the game. I'm a baseball fan, so I can talk about baseball. But he's like the batter that gets every at bat, he gets on base. You know, that's who Bernie Sanders is to me. That's just something I like.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. She flip-flops too much, changes her opinion very often. It's very unreliable. Just like with the Republican candidate, you know, he says one thing, then he takes it back. So what do I believe them? You know, I just believe 5% of what they say.
Cool.
You know, Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, he's been saying the same thing since the 60s. So, you know,
good.
That's what I think.
Well, what is your name, by the way?
KB.
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 KB. Okay. Yes, and if you don't mind me asking, who did you vote for?
I didn't vote. I didn't find anybody to vote for president. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hillary, I really like the idea that it's the first woman possibility. I have all daughters. What I don't like is I don't think that her $12.50 an hour is a living wage. I already made more than that years ago. Okay. I only vote for black people because I feel like I have to choose my own, and I don't vote for all of them. It needs to be somebody that cares about my interests. And that's the only way I vote. But I make sure I vote every year because what our people have gone through to get the vote.
That's right.
I don't like the system. I think that this delegate stuff and super delegate stuff is to keep the same people in power. Hillary Clinton's making, what, thousands for one speech per hour, and they want to give us $12.50. Don't even want to go to $15, which is not a living wage either. So, I have four rules, man. One is always choose your own. Number two, always let people know what it takes to satisfy you. Number three, don't ever let any disagreement between two black people come to the attention of any white people. And number four is, if you're voting for, if the choice is between two white people, that's no choice. Go back to rule number one.
Well, I want to thank Channing Martinez, who's in the studio. He is the producer of Voices, and Julian Lamb. He sets up the website at www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. And yes, we'd like you to register. I have a lot of thoughts on that, but Channing, having a week to take a step back and think about it, What are some of your observations about what we heard on the radio?
Mm-hmm. My sense is, first thing to say is that there's a lot more sound recordings that are going to be uploaded on the website that were not able to be heard tonight. But my sense is there's basically a trend. I noticed that, number one, that when we saw someone out the door, we can immediately tell just by their body language, the energy that they had, what they're wearing, whether they're voting for Bernie or Hillary. That's number one. And the other trend that I saw is that while a lot of people who were voting for Bernie Sanders thought they didn't know what they were voting for him for, they actually were extremely well educated, and they'd been following his campaign very well. Whereas a lot of people that were voting for Hillary, on the other hand, a lot of the response was, she's the woman for the job, without any real details about what that means, per se. Like, one woman that we heard, Anne, was saying that she likes foreign policy. But when we look at her foreign policy, we see that Hillary has gone to Honduras and actually supported a coup in Honduras, right? And actually supported the killing of activists in Honduras, right? At the same time, Hillary has also not done anything about climate that we know of, right? And she's been a hell of a person working as the Secretary of State, right? And the job that she's done, they're basically forwarding the quote-unquote war on terrorism, right? So.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, there's so much to learn. I mean, I love the last guy's thing about, one, don't vote for any white people. Number two, number three, and number four, don't forget number one. You know, so when in doubt, remember, don't vote for any white people. So, no, I thought it was very important. I thought a lot of the black voters know what's wrong with the Clintons. And Hillary Clinton was a very active participant in the Bill Clinton administration. That's a good thing. I mean, to give them credit in some way. They're a power couple. He put her in charge of the health care initiative that failed. She's criticized for a lot of things. I don't agree with some of that. I mean, when something fails, everybody criticizes you. But she fought for a good health care plan. So what I'm getting to is, I think it's fair to say that she was an aggressive part of the Clinton administration. And it's important to understand that, again, there's an article in our order now, which you can get on the www.thestrategycenter.org site that was written by Leanne Hurstman and myself, called How to Stop the Clinton Assault, and goes into great detail about the truly terrible things that the Clintons did. And some of the people on the show heard that. So they said, mass incarceration, you are responsible for that, your relationship to the Trilateral Commission, you're ending welfare as we know it. So for Hillary Clinton to talk about women when she drove women off public assistance as one of the ways to win Bill Clinton's belief that he could get elected by running to the right, which he did, and he ran to the white. So anyway, a lot of thoughts on that. I was very struck by, as you were, people's knowledge. And then on the other hand, it is complicated because for a lot of women and for a lot of people, the concept of a woman for president has a certain legitimate appeal. And as I said in one of my last articles, the sad thing is that Hillary Clinton compares herself to Golda Meir, who was one of the most reactionary women. She doesn't compare herself to Angela Davis. No. And the last thing I want to think about is just the constant dilemma of how hard it is to vote in this country. I mean, they're listening to the first guy who's gone to his fourth polling place, all the stories we heard from our listeners. Voting is not a fully realized right in California or in the United States. I thought you and Julian did a great job, and we are at the Strategy Center trying to pay more attention to South Los Angeles, where we're building a new office at King and Crenshaw, and the work that you did and going door to door and talking to people in polling places was pretty cool on the spot.
Yeah, it says a lot about South LA. I mean, one thing to say is that in all three polling places, they were not as you would think of polling places where there's like a line out the door. There are very few people. In Limerick Park, that was where we got the most, but we had to wait at least 2 minutes for another person to even drive into the driving space to even have someone to consider putting them on there, as an example. And the library, we got one person that came out, and there was no one else going in, basically, going in to vote. So it's kind of a sad situation for me, even, that a lot of our ancestors actually fought for us to vote. And while many people don't think that voting does anything, I think that even the fact, when you look at President Obama, even though he hasn't really done anything, it was a lot of Black and Latino people that actually got him voted in, right? And so if they actually took that momentum and used it for other things.
I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way.